And then Eric will preach the message of the Lord to us this evening, this morning.
那我们先来祷告, 然后Eric弟兄会过来讲道。
Lord, we want to say that we're thankful that we can come together.
主啊,我们想说我们感谢您, 我们可以自聚集在一起。
And Lord, we're a strange group tonight because many are here in the building and many are united on Zoom from many parts of the world.
主啊,我们今天的聚会是一个稍微有点奇怪的,因为有很多人在现场,还有很多人在Zoom上,在大洋彼岸。
But we want to thank you that our common element is we have come to hear the truth of God from the Bible, from your servant, and by the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
主啊,但是我们感谢您,我们来到这里是为了听您的话语,借着您的灵,通过您的仆人,能够明白您的话语。
So Lord, again we just want to say we're glad to be here.
主啊,所以我们想说我们很高兴能够在这里。
Now we pray that you will teach us tonight.
主啊,所以我们现在求您能够今天晚上教导我们。
We've come to learn, we've come to understand, we would like to believe more, Lord, and we would like to serve you in a way that would please you.
主啊,我们来到这里来学习,来理解,但我们更愿意能够相信,能够顺从您,按照您的方式。
And so to this end, we just commit ourselves now, you come in and bless us, we pray.
主啊,所以我们交在您的手中,求您祝福我们。
And we give thanks now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Good to see each one here tonight.
谢谢大家,很高兴今天晚上能够在这里看到大家。
If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to the Gospel of John?
如果大家手上有圣经的话,麻烦大家翻到约翰福音。
And chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
Tonight we're going to read about a wedding.
今天呢,我们会读到一个婚礼的现场,
which the Lord Jesus was invited to.
那是耶稣被邀请去的。
It's a short story. It's only 9 verses or so, or 10 verses.
这是一个很短的故事啊, 只有10节经文。
And so I'll read it in English, and then Daniel will read it in Chinese.
所以Eric弟兄先用英文读,然后我会用中文给大家读一遍。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn from the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him."
约翰福音的二章第一节，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那酒，那水变成的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
So now this wedding took place in a small town in Galilee.
所以呢，这个筵席呢，这个婚礼是发生在加利利的一个小城叫迦拿。
Bible scholars are unable to find out exactly where that little town was, Cana of Galilee, because there were a number of towns that were called Cana.
那圣经学者呢，现在已经找不到这个迦拿在哪里了，因为呢，在那个时候呢，有很多很多的城镇都叫做迦拿。
But we know that it was the city where Nathanael lived.
但是呢，我们知道呢，这个城市呢是拿单业住的地方。
In chapter 21, we read that Nathanael was from Cana of Galilee.
我们在21章呢，能够读到拿单业是从加利利的迦南来的。
Chapter 21 and verse 2, we read Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin Nathanael of Cana in Galilee.
我们在约翰福音的21章2节读到，有西门彼得和称为低图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业。
Now you remember the story we looked at last week.
那我们还记得上周我们学到的故事啊。
It was a story of Nathanael. The last story was about Nathanael, who was from Cana of Galilee.
那最后一个故事呢，就是关于拿但业的，他是从加利利的迦拿来的。
And we know that the Lord Jesus had planned to go up to Galilee. We read in verse 43, the following day Jesus wanted to go to Galilee.
那我们在一章的43节读到啊，耶稣想要往加利利去。
So the Lord knew what he was doing.
所以呢，耶稣知道他在做什么。
He must have known there was going to be a wedding in Cana.
他一定知道在那里有一个婚礼。
And he meets Nathanael.
然后他在那里遇到了拿但业。
He reveals himself to Nathanael as the one who knows everything.
他向他显明了他是知道一切的主。
And Nathanael believed on him there.
然后呢，拿但业相信了他。
And so it's quite possible, we can make a suggestion that perhaps Jesus stayed at Nathanael's place in Cana while he was visiting that little town.
那我们可以假设一下，可以想象一下，耶稣在那里应该就住在拿但业那里。
But it was on the third day, it says, there was a wedding there.
然后呢，二章一节说，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席。
And we read that the mother of Jesus was there.
然后我们读到呢，耶稣的母亲也在那里。
And both Jesus and his disciples, they were invited to the wedding.
然后呢，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
Now, it's a very simple story.
这是一个很简单的故事啊。
We read that Jesus was invited to the wedding.
我们读到耶稣被邀请去这个婚礼。
He is invited as a guest, but he ends up as the host.
他被邀请的时候呢，是作为一个宾客去的，但他最后呢，变成了主人。
Another thing we might think, when we look at the Lord Jesus present at the wedding is that he blessed the wedding institution.
第二件事情呢，就是当耶稣出现在这个婚礼的时候呢，他祝福了这个婚礼。
God, very God, had instituted the wedding or the marriage in the Garden of Eden.
那神呢，在伊甸园的时候呢，就建立了这样一个婚礼的制度。
And he said that a man should be joined to his wife, And they two shall be one flesh.
他说呢, 丈夫和妻子要合为一。
And so we might say that Jesus was the one who presided over the first wedding that took place on earth, our first parents.
可以想象呢, 耶稣呢, 在整个世界的第一个婚礼的时候, 他就在现场。
Now those are very simple things that everyone can get, and we note that he makes a miracle, he turns water into wine.
那大家都知道, 在这里呢, 耶稣显了一个神迹, 他使水变成了酒。
And so there we pick up the very simple surface, the surface lessons that we might learn, but there are deeper lessons as well.
那这是一个这个故事想要表明的，但是呢，在这背后呢，是有一些很深的含义在里面的。So
there's a simple story that we talked about, but it goes much deeper than that.
这个故事看上去很简单，但是它背后的含义却是非常深刻的。And
we'll look at some of these things as we go through the story itself, verse by verse.
当我们一节一节来读这个故事的时候呢，我们会把这些里面的点告诉大家。Now
we notice, and every word of scripture, is we must pay good attention to.
那我们要知道呢，圣经里的每一字每一句啊，我们都要都是值得注意的。
This is God's holy word, his spoken word.
这是神向我们表达的他的圣洁的话语。
He doesn't waste his words.
他不会浪费他的话语。So
if he makes a statement, it does well for us to think about why he would say certain things.
那如果他说了什么呢？我们最好认真地想一想，为什么他要说这句话。
And some days here that are marked out, and we come to the third day, it says in verse 1. It is on the third day that the wedding took place.
那第一节就告诉我们是第三日，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
The first day was when, in verse 35, when the two disciples of John left John and went to follow Jesus.
那这里是第三日啊，第一日呢是当那两个门徒离开了约翰，到耶稣面前的时候。
That was the first day. That's like the day of that dispensation that was passed, the dispensation of law, which John was the last of the prophets.
那施洗约翰呢是律法的最后一个先知，所以呢那个第一日呢是当这个律法度过去之后的第一日。
And then there's the next day that we read about, the day following in verse 43.
那我们在一章的43节读到又次日，就是第二天。
That's where he calls disciples.
那一天呢，耶稣来呼召门徒。
And that's like the present day in which we're living.
那这就像是我们现在活着的日子。This
is the day in which God has provided a salvation to the entire world.
那现在呢，神把救恩提供给了整个世界。It's
called the day of grace.
我们称它为这个恩典的时候。But
there's a future day.
但是呢，未来还会有一天。We
might call it the third day.
我们可能把它称之为第三天。When
Christ comes from heaven and sets up, he comes with his bride, with his wife, his bride, to earth and sets up a millennial kingdom.
那。 有一天呢，耶稣会带着他的心腹来到地上，建立一个地上的国度。So
these are days we might look at as being, perhaps hinted at here in the scripture.
那我们可以把这段经文呢理解为对那一天的一些一点提示和暗示。But
something went wrong.
但是呢，在这里有些事情出错了。We
read in verse 2.
我们读到第二节,
or, I'm sorry, verse 3.
第三节，不好意思。
And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said, they have no wine.
第三节，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。Now
that would be extremely embarrassing.
这是一个非常非常尴尬的时刻。
Because the host, the bride groom himself, in inviting everyone to a feast, they would expect that they would have provisions for the entire feast time.
那所以当新郎主人也就是新郎邀请他的宾客来到参加婚礼的时候呢，他希望他的宾客们在整个婚礼过程中都能够得到供应。
And a wedding in Israel could last perhaps up to a week, 7 days.
那当时以色列的婚礼呢，最长可以持续到七天，一周左右的时间。
And wine was an essential feature of the feast.
那酒呢，是整个聚会里面最重要的部分。
And this would cause great embarrassment, to the host for him to run out of wine.
那如果酒用完了呢，这个对于新郎来说是非常非常尴尬的。
And so, Mary then, somehow she finds out about this.
那玛利亚呢，在这里不知道怎么样，但是她发现了这一点。
And she comes to Jesus.
然后她来到耶稣面前。
Now, we might ask ourselves,Why would Mary, of course that's the mother of Jesus, why would she go and come to Jesus with the problem? It wasn't his problem, it was the host's problem.
那我们可能会想问啊，为什么玛利亚，就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚，这时候要来到耶稣面前把这个问题带给他？这不是耶稣要面对的问题，这是这个主人这个新郎的问题。
No, it's very likely that she knew the family and wanted to spare them the embarrassment of this.
那很可能呢，玛利亚是认识这个婚礼的主人的，所以呢，她希望能够遮盖掉他们的这些尴尬或者他们的羞耻。
And she was used to going to Jesus for all her problems.
那她已经很习惯去把自己的问题交给耶稣了。
Now, turn with me. To Luke chapter 2.
我们翻到路加福音的二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的二章。
And the story, you remember, another story of Jesus when he was just 12 years of age.
那我们大家还记得，这是当耶稣还只有十二岁的时候的故事。
And the family had traveled down to Jerusalem to celebrate a feast.
那他们一家呢都来到耶路撒冷来庆祝一个节日。
And after the feast, all the families were traveling back up to Galilee.
那节日过后呢，所有的家庭呢都回到了加利利。
And as they traveled along, they probably talking to their friends and so on and.But when the evening came, or at some time during the day, they said, "Have you seen Jesus?"
那他们回去的时候呢，可能在互相聊天啊。但是有一刻呢，突然发现了，你看见耶稣了吗？他们发现他们找不到耶稣了。
They said, "No, we haven't seen Jesus."
其他人说没有，我们也没有看到。
And they keep asking all their friends, and no one had seen him.
他问了他们所有的朋友，没有人看到。
So they go back to Jerusalem, they retrace their steps back to Jerusalem.
所以他们只好回到耶路撒冷。
They're worried about their young son.
他们很担心他们的儿子。
And so, but they find him in the temple.
然后呢，但是呢，他们是在圣殿找到了他。
And there he's surrounded by the teachers, the priests and the teachers.
然后呢，他是在这些教师在这些老师身边，律法师身边。
He's asking them questions and they are asking him questions.
那耶稣问这些律法的老师问题，然后呢，他们也问耶稣问题。
And the answers that he gave amazed them.
但是耶稣的回答呢，使他们震惊。
But his parents, they were so worried, they said, why did you not come?
但是这个时候呢，他们的父母很担心啊，所以就说，你为什么不跟着我们呢？
He said, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?
难道然后耶稣说呢，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus was not born of Joseph, Mary's husband.
那耶稣呢，不是从玛利亚的丈夫约瑟生的。
Before they even came together as husband and wife, Mary conceived of the Holy Spirit.
甚至在他们真正结婚之前呢，玛利亚就从圣灵受孕了。
The angel had come and promised and said, that this holy thing that is going to be born of you is going to be the Son of God.
天使过来呢，向玛利亚保证说呢，这个孩子你生出来的将会成为神的，将是神的圣子。
Now Mary knew that.
玛利亚知道这个。
And she bore a son before she knew a man on earth.
那她在和一个男人交往之前就已经怀了孩子。
And so when Jesus asked her the question, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?
所以当耶稣问他，你岂不知我当以我父的事为念的时候？
And he was 12 years of age. Now that's a very marked age for a Jewish boy.
那个时候是12岁，对于当时的犹太孩子来说，这是一个非常值得纪念的。
Today they have what they call a bar mitzvah for a boy.
今天我们有一个，他应该是有一个对于12岁的男孩有一个纪念的日子。
When they are 12 or 13 years of age.
等他们12到13岁的时候。
It marks a point where they are no longer treated as children, but as young men in training.
那这个日子呢，象征着他们已经不再是孩子，开始变成了一个在训练中的年轻人。
And Jesus was just of that age.
那耶稣那个时候就是这个年纪。
And when he became a young man in training, he was about his father's business.
那当他变成了一个在训练中的年轻人的时候呢，他就开始要考虑他父的事。
Now, in chapter 2 of Luke,
在路加福音的二章，
and we read there in verse 50,
在五十节，
but they didn't understand the statement which he spoke to them.
五十节说，他所说的这话，他们不明白。
Isn't it amazing how little we comprehend spiritual things?
那就是我们真的很难能够理解属灵的东西啊，属灵的事情。
Mary knew that she was the mother of the Son of God, had never known a man, and yet she couldn't understand.What he was saying about his father's business.
玛利亚知道耶稣是神的圣子，是他从圣灵感孕生下来的，但是这里耶稣说的话他并不明白。
Then in verse 51,
然后我们看51节，
it says, Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them.
51节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
But his mother kept all these things in her heart.
但是他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
She perhaps didn't quite understand, but she kept them in her heart.
那玛利亚那个时候可能并不完全明白这一切，但是她把它放在心里。
Now, from the time he was 12 till the time he was 30 years of age, 18 years, those we call the silent years of our Lord Jesus.
那从那个时候12岁到30岁，到我们现在是30岁，这18年呢，我们被称为也被称为就是耶稣沉默的18年。
And it was during those years that it says that he was subject to them.
那这18年呢，圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣顺从他们。
As an obedient son, the perfect obedient son.
作为一个完美的顺服的儿子。
And so Mary, when it came to Cana of that wedding feast 18 years later,
那当18年后呢来到了这个加利利的筵席的时候。
It was perfectly natural for her to go to Jesus for any problem that she had.
对于玛利亚来说呢，把问题带到耶稣面前呢，是一个很自然的事情。
He never expressed his own ideas about living and so on. He was always subject to his mother and to Joseph.
那耶稣那里从不表达自己的主张啊，他是完全顺服在他母亲玛利亚和他的养父约瑟下。
Now we don't read about Joseph being here, so we assume that he had died by this time, and Mary was a widow.
那我们在这里没有读到约瑟呢，我们认为呢，就是约瑟这里应该这时候应该已经死了，玛利亚已经是寡妇了。
And how much more she would be dependent upon the Lord Jesus.
那你可以想象呢，这使得他会更加倚靠主耶稣。
And so, to spare the host embarrassment, she naturally came to Jesus and said, presented the problem to him.
那这里呢，为了想要除掉整个主人的这些羞耻啊，所以他很自然的就把这个问题带到了耶稣的面前。
Now another thing we should keep in mind about this is that he had not performed any miracles up to this point.
那还有一件事情是值得注意的，就是在这之前呢，耶稣还没有行过任何的神迹。
Because we read later on that this was his first miracle.
因为我们接下来会读到呢，这是他所行的头一件神迹。
So how Mary expected him to solve the problem of the lack of wine, I don't know, but he had probably never failed her in the past.
所以呢，玛利亚怎样期盼耶稣来解决这个问题呢？我并不知道。但是呢，我们可以想象呢，耶稣大概以前从来没有令他失望过。
So now in verse 4, if you go back to John chapter 2,
那我们回到约翰福音的二章。
We encounter a strange sentence here. It's a little difficult verse to really understand.
那第四节呢，我们看到了一句比较奇怪的话，或者说比较难以理解的话。
And it sounds like he's being disrespectful to his mother.
那听起来呢，像耶稣对他的母亲并不是很尊重啊。
He doesn't address her, notice, he doesn't address her as mother, but as woman.
那这里呢，原文是做妇人，就是没有说她是母亲，而是妇人或者是女人。
Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
第四节，耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Well, first of all, in the Hebrew word for woman there, in English, it sounds a little disrespectful. Now, I don't know in Chinese, it sounds the same.
所以就是妇人这个词呢，在英文或者在中文呢，都听起来有点粗鲁，有点不够尊重。
Because if a son in English, and I understand in Chinese too, if they say to their mother in answering her, when she asks for something, says woman, it sounds like he's being disrespectful.
那可以想象一个孩子呢，如果当他的母亲问他什么，他回复他的时候呢，说的是妇人或者说女人，那这个听起来就很不尊重。
But in the Hebrew, actually it's not a term of disrespect, but actually the opposite.
但是在希伯来文之中呢，这个词呢并不表示任何的不尊重，相反呢，它是一个非常尊敬的词。
In English, we have a word that used to carry a good connotation or a good meaning, and that was the word lady.
那过去呢，在英文里呢，有一个词呢，对女性表达尊重呢，它会称 lady 或者说女士。
In other words, it was a respectful term.
这是一个尊称。
And also, we noticed that on the cross, when he was hanging on the cross later on, when his hour had come, he addresses her again as woman.
那我们后面会读到呢，当他在十字架的时候呢，他也同样的称呼玛利亚为妇人，就是女士 lady。
John chapter 19 and verse 26.
约翰福音的十九章二十六节。
The verse 25 rather.
25节。
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Three Marys.
25节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲与他母亲的姊妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。这里有三个玛利亚。
When Jesus, verse 26, therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
26节，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，妇人，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到他自己家里去了。
And there's, when our Lord was hanging on the cross, facing imminent death, a cruel and painful, that apparently crucifixion was one of the most painful of all deaths.
那这个时候呢，耶稣是在十字架上，他在面对死亡，他在面对这个可能是世界上最最可怕的惩罚，十字架。
But in his pain and agony, he thought of his own mother.
那在这样极大的痛苦之中呢，他想到了自己的母亲。
Who would take care of her? She's a widow.
她是一个寡妇，谁来照顾她呢？
He had some younger brothers, but apparently they were not believers yet.
那他是有一些就是属肉体的弟弟啊，在那里，但那个时候他们还不是信徒。
And rather than entrust her to them, he entrusted her to John, the beloved disciple.
那相比把他们托付给他的弟弟呢，他把玛利亚托付给了他最爱的门徒约翰。
But you can imagine that you would think that someone else's need would be the farthest thing from his mind, but he wasn't. He thought of his dear mother on the cross.
你可以就是在十字架上呢，这个事情很难被他想到，但是他在十字架上就想到了他的母亲。
But he calls her mother.
但是他称她为妇人。
And there's a reason for this difference in term.
那这是一个不同的就是词汇啊。
Turn back with me now to again the John chapter 2.
那我们翻回呢约翰福音的二章。
If he had called her mother, he would have perpetuated the relationship that they had had for 30 years.
不好意思啊，那个词汇和这个妇人的词汇是同一个词啊。但这里如果他称她为母亲的话呢，他其实是在暗示过去30年和她的关系。
While he was called of God to his public ministry, he served his mother and Joseph in their home.
那当他开始他公开的讲道之前呢，他其实是在家中侍奉他的母亲和他的就是养父约瑟。
But then God called him.
但接下来神呼召他。
He went down to the waters of the Jordan River and was baptized by John the Baptist.
他来到了约旦河，受了施洗约翰的洗。
And we saw in that first chapter how the heavens opened.
那我们在第一章看到天都开了。
And the Holy Spirit came down and rested upon him.
那圣灵像鸽子降下落在他的身上。
And a voice came out of heaven.
然后呢有声音从天出来。
Saying, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
And from that time on, Jesus then went into his public ministry.
那从那开始呢耶稣进到了他公开讲道的部分。
He had always been about his father's business, but in private. Now it was in public.
他一直在以他的父的事为念，但原来是私下的，现在是公开的。
And there would be a change in their relationship between mother and son.
那这里呢，使他和玛利亚的关系会有一点改变，不再是单纯的母亲和儿子了。
And so he says to her, "What does your concern have to do with me?"
所以耶稣对玛利亚说，我与你有什么相干？
Now, to really understand that, the key to understanding this, I think is found in the last verse of the previous chapter.
那为了理解这句话的最关键呢，应该是上一章的最后一节。
Where we read in verse, the last couple of verses, verse 49.
最后几节啊，从49上一章的49节开始。
You remember Nathanael? The Lord had probed his heart, he had seen what Nathanael was thinking in his heart. Only God can do that.
那我还记得拿但业啊，神就是耶稣看透了拿但业的心啊，只有神能够做到这一点。
And when Jesus told him what he was thinking, Nathanael said, "Rabbi, you are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God."
当耶稣指出来他所思想的事情的时候呢，拿但业就说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
And Jesus then answered him.
那耶稣回答他说。
He said, "You're going to see greater things than these, Nathanael."
你将要看见比这更大的事。
And then in verse 51, he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
51节又说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 你们将要看见天开了, 神的使者上去下来, 在人子身上。
Was Jesus the Son of God?
那耶稣是神的, 神的儿子吗?
Yes, he was.
当然他是。
God's beloved Son, from the very bosom of the Father, he came forth to reveal who God is.
从神的怀里出来的, 为了要显明神是怎样的。
We don't have to wonder who God is anymore.
我们不用再去 去想象神是怎么样的。
We look at Jesus and we see God manifest as a man.
我们看向耶稣, 我们就看到了, 神把自己显明为一个人。
The only begotten Son of God.
那神唯一的独生子。
But he said also, you're the King of Israel.
然后呢, 马拉耶说, 他是以色列的王。
Nathanael recognized the one whom the Old Testament prophets had been speaking about for centuries.
那拿单也认出了这一位呢, 旧约预言, 已经就是描述了几世纪的这位人。
That one, the Messiah, the one who would come and rule Israel.
那位弥赛亚, 那位将要来统治以色列的人。
Well, we know what happened, don't we?
我们知道发生了什么, 不是吗?
They didn't believe in the Son of God, and they rejected their king.
那以色列人那时候并没有相信神的圣子, 他们拒绝了他们的王。
They crucified him.
他们把他钉在了十字架上。
And the Jews today, around the world, they're still expecting their Messiah.
那现在地上的犹太人仍然在期望他们的弥赛亚来。
But he came 2,000 years ago.
但是2000多年前他就已经来了。
And what did they do to him?
那他们对他们做了什么呢?
Along with the Gentiles, they conspired against him and put him to death on a Roman cross.
他们和外邦人一起把他们, 钉在了十字架上。
So Jesus, when he answers Nathanael, he says, you're going to see something different, Nathanael.
所以呢, 当耶稣回答拿单业的时候呢, 是在对他说, 你将会看到一些不同的事情。
Before you see me as the King of Israel and as the revealed Son of God, you're going to see the Son of Man come.
原来呢, 你称我为, 你看见我是神的儿子, 是以色列的王, 现在你要看我是人子。
This strange term that Jesus used of himself almost exclusively as the Son of Man.
那神, 耶稣用的这个人子的这个词呢, 是一个独特的词。
Who is the Son of Man?
谁是人子呢?
The Son of Man, of course, is the one who from the bosom of the Father, he's the Word made flesh dwelling among us.
那这位人子呢, 是那位从神怀里出来的, 道成肉身的人。
And he's the one who takes the place. He's the second man, the one who takes the place of the first man, Adam.
他是那个取代了第一个人, 亚当地位的第二个人。
See, Adam is our father.
那亚当是我们的父啊，当然。
We all come from Adam.
我们都是从亚当出来的。
Every last one.
每一个人。
There's only one race.
只有一个种族地上,
and that's the race of Adam.
就是亚当的种族。
And so, the Lord Jesus, but in Adam, Adam failed, the first man failed.
但是在亚当里呢, 亚当失败了, 第一个人失败了。
Adam sinned, and so sin is passed upon every one of us, and so we all die because of sin.
亚当犯罪了, 罪通过亚当传给了我们每一个人, 所以我们都会因着罪而死。
We were made as eternal beings.
我们是被造为永恒的造物的。
But Adam sinned, and so we have a sinful nature, and we sin as well.
但是亚当犯罪了, 所以我们有这个罪性, 所以我们也会犯罪。
So God had to send another man.
所以呢, 神就派了第二个人来。
His title is called the Son of Man.
他的头衔是人子。
And he would come and take the place of the first man.
他会取代第一个人。
He'd be the second man. The first man was of the earth, earthly.
那第一个人呢,是属地的。
The second man was the Lord from heaven.
第二个人呢,是天上的主。
And so when he told Nathanael that day, you're going to see with your own eyes someday in the far future.
所以呢,耶稣在那一天告诉拿单业说呢,在不远的将来你将会亲眼见证。
The angels of heaven coming down, going up and down upon the Son of Man.
就是神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And as I said before, he used this term almost exclusively in his life.
就像我之前说的呢，就是这个词呢，对于耶稣来说呢，他是独特的，是排他的。
That is when he referred to himself.
他只用他来称呼他自己。
And it is as the Son of Man now that he is answering his mother.
现在呢，是他作为人子来回答他的母亲。
Her concern, what is your concern to me, woman?
我与你有什么相干？就是你的顾虑和我有什么关系？
Her concern was for the family and the embarrassment that it will bring.
那他母亲的担忧呢，是这个家庭，这个地上这个人要面对的羞耻。
And the disappointments of the guests.
还有当那些宾客的失望。
Her concerns were all for the moment, weren't they? For this world.
那玛利亚的顾虑呢，只在这一刻，只是在这个世界上的这一刻而已。
But what were his concerns?
但是耶稣的想法，他的来的目的是什么？
His concern was that he was going to rectify all the problems. He was going to fix all the problems.
他是来解决所有的问题。
And that could only come if he came and died as a man on the cross of Calvary.
这只能通过他来到作为人来到地上，然后死在十字架上。
They have no wine. There is no joy.
没有酒，没有喜乐。
In Scripture, wine speaks to us of earthly joys.
那圣经里呢，酒是代表着地上的快乐，地上的喜乐的。
And it's a picture really of heavenly joy that we experience when we know the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，所以这是一个图像，当我们真的认识耶稣的时候呢，我们也会有的这样的属天的喜乐。
And when they had no wine, it's as though the joy would have gone out of that wedding feast.
所以没有酒的时候呢，这个婚宴就没有喜乐了。
The Lord, his concern was that there would be no lack ever of wine again, anywhere.
那主在这里想的呢，是整个世界每一处都不再缺少酒，不再缺少喜乐。
That every wedding feast would go to a joyful conclusion.
每一个婚宴都会有一个喜乐的结尾。
That the world would be changed entirely.
整个世界都会被完全的改变。
And that only when he would go to the cross of Calvary.
但只有当他去往十字架的时候。
He says to her,Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? I'm not concerned with only this wedding feast. But he says, I have a larger concern.
所以这里耶稣说，母亲，妇人，我与你有什么相干？就是你的顾虑，你的想法，只是在这一刻，我有一个更大的想法。
My hour when I'm going to pay for the sins of the world.
我的时候就是那个我将要付清整个世界罪债的时候。
And I'm going to satisfy a just God. He's by my sacrifice.
我将要通过我把自己献上来满足一位公义的神。
So that there will be joy and rejoicing among all those who receive his great offer of salvation.
所以呢，这样呢，任何接受他救恩的人都会有满足的喜乐了。
That hour was the hour when he would be put to death, when he would suffer for your sins and mine.
那个时刻呢，就是他将要来到十字架上，付清我们你我所犯的所有罪的代价的时候。
Because all the blessings will come from the Father through the Son.
所有的祝福呢，都是从天父而来，借着耶稣临到我们。
His time had come.
他的时候已经到了。
His time was 2,000 years ago. His time came.
在2000多年前，他的时候就到了。
That marked the cross of Calvary, marked the center of eternity.
那十字架呢？是整个永恒的中心。
Because it was there that on the cross of Calvary, our Lord Jesus not only died.On the cross was buried, but he rose again the third day.
因为在格格他的十字架上，耶稣不只是死了，但是三天后他复活了。
He demonstrated a victory over death.
他证明了一个胜过死亡的胜利。
And as such, He can offer eternal life to everyone who believes.
那正因此呢，他可以把每一个，他可以给每一个相信的人永恒的生命。
You see, our sins were put on Jesus when he hung on the cross.
我们的罪呢，在耶稣在十字架上的时候呢，都放在他身上了。
God, who knew every sin, took all the sin. Because he's omniscient, he knows everything. He gathered all of mankind's sin, all the warring, the hatred, the strife of man, the greed, the jealousy and envy. He took all that of that men have committed and they placed it on his son and made him sin and punished his son.
那因为神是全知的，他知道所有的罪，所以他把一切的罪，一切地上的罪，仇恨、嫉妒、争竞、愤怒，都放在了一起，放在了他的独生子身上，使他成为罪，然后呢，审判了他。
Why did he do this?
为什么他要这么做呢？
Because God is a God of righteousness and holiness.
因为神是圣洁公义的神。
He dwells in the light that no one can approach.
他是住在光中，没有人可以接近的。
He's a consuming fire.
他是烈焰。
And no sin or sinner can stand in his sight.
没有罪人可以站在他的面前。
And so, how then can sinful man come to God to get life, eternal life?
那我们这样的罪人怎么来到神的面前得永生呢？
Someone had to pay for those sins.
必须要有人付清这罪的代价。
That victim, that sacrifice would have to be perfect and holy. It would have to be willing to come.
那个付上这个代价的祭物呢，它必须是完全完美的、圣洁的，也是愿自愿来到来做来付上这样代价的。
Jesus came.He said, it's my time to go there and be a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world.
耶稣来了，然后他说呢，我的时候呢，就是要在十字架上付清地上所有人的罪的时候。
When Jesus died on the cross, God's justice and holiness was satisfied.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢，神的公义和圣洁就得到了满足。
Eternal payment was made.For all of mankind's crimes.
地上所有人的罪呢，都付上了永恒的代价。
And so, now what?
那现在
Well, now God can come out to you and I and offer us a grace and salvation that costs nothing because he and his son have paid it all.
现在呢，神可以来到你我面前，赐给我们恩典，赐给我们祝福，因为呢，耶稣已经付清了所有的代价。
We can't earn this salvation.
我们不能赚得这个救恩啊。
Because any of our efforts, they all fall short.
因为我们所有的努力呢，都不足够。
Everything we do is imperfect.
我们做的所有事情都不是完美。
But God knows that.
但是神知道这个。
And we don't want to dishonor God by trying to add something to His salvation.
所以我们不要试图在他已经做成的救恩上加上一些东西。
So how do we get that salvation?
那我们是怎样得到这救恩的呢？
You accept it as a gift.
你把它作为礼物接受。
It's a gift.
它是个礼物。
A free.Gift with no strings attached, with nothing to add to it, nothing to take away from it. You just receive Jesus as your Savior, and He gives you eternal life.
它是一个免费的礼物，没有任何的限制，没有任何的条件，你只需要接受它，把它作为你的救主，相信它，你就得着了。
And so today,
那么今天
，Today is man's day.
今天是人的日子。
Mary's time as mother ordering her son had passed.
玛利亚作为母亲来指导她儿子的时候已经过去了。
Because the Son of Man had come and he was moving towards His day on the cross.
因为人子来了，他要向着他的日子，他的时候前进。
But that's now past.
但是现在对我们来说，这已经过去了。
And God now offers salvation to you and to I.
那现在神呢，向我们在座的每一位都提供了救恩。
This is man's day.
现在是人的日子。
This is your day.
这是你的日子。
It's a day of grace.
这是恩典的日子。
What a wonderful salvation that God has provided.
这是神提供给我们的是多么完美的救恩啊。
Let's get back to our story.
让我们回到故事之中啊。
Verse 5.
第五节。
His mother, said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
第五节，他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Do you know that these are the last words that Mary ever speaks in the scripture?
你知道吗？这是玛利亚在圣经记载中所说的最后一句话。
These are her last words. They're good words.
它是很好的话，不是吗？
Whatever he says, do it.
他告诉你什么，你们就做什么。
That's good advice from one who observed 30 years of perfection.
那这是一个看见了30年完美的人给我们的建议。
And so there were about, in verse 6, we read now, there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
第六节我们看到照犹太人洁净的规矩有六口石缸摆在那里每口可以盛两三桶水。
That's about 100 liters each. So there would be 600 liters in those 6 water pots.
那每一口石缸差不多有100升啊所以一共有600升左右的水在那里。
Now the Jews, they had many ceremonies about special washing of their hands and their face, their feet, their bodies, whatever, after and before and during. Everything they did.
那犹太人呢？他们是有很多的仪式啊，关于就是如何清洁自己的手、自己的脸、自己的身体，在几乎做任何的事情都有这样的步骤。
The water is not for drinking; it was for outside washing.
那就他那里的水呢，并不是用来喝的，而是用来就是清洁外表的。
And it was all just outward purification.
那它只是就是用来外在清洁的。
It couldn't do anything for the heart.
他们不能清洁里面。
It could only make your hands clean, but not your heart.
它只能让你的手变干净，而不是你的心。
And now we see that they're empty.
那现在我们看到这里没有水了。
Just like all the forms of the ceremonies of the Jews or any other religion, it's all empty. It doesn't mean anything.
那这些所有的宗教的仪式啊，它都是空的，它不意味着任何事情。
It can't take away one sin. It can't purify one heart.
它不能拿走我所犯的任何一个罪，它不能使我更洁净一点。
And the water couldn't bring joy. Those empty jars needed to be filled with something else.
这样的水是带来不了喜乐的。现在这些空罐子必须要被其他的东西填满才行。
And so Jesus then commands the servants.
那耶稣在这里呢对佣人说
In verse 7,
第七节
He said, fill the water pots with water.
第七节耶稣对佣人说把缸倒满了水。
Now these were good servants because they didn't just fill them, they filled them right up. Now this is a glass full here. But they filled it right to the very brim.
那就是这些是很好的佣人啊，他们不只是把缸倒了水啊，他倒满了，甚至直到了缸口，就是最边缘的地方。
And if you filled it right to the very brim, you couldn't add anything to it, could you?
那如果你把它倒满了，直到缸口，直到它的边缘呢，你不能再加任何东西了。这里。
And then he said to them, "Draw out some now."
然后呢，耶稣又对他们说，现在可以舀出来。
So they'd have to be careful when they dipped it out that they wouldn't spill any.
那当他舀出来的时候，他们应该会得很小心啊，否则就会有东西溢出来了。
And he said to them, take it to the master of the feast.
第八节说，送给管筵席的。
That is the man that would be in charge, that the bridegroom would put in charge of arrangements.
那这个人呢是这个新郎或者说主人呢安排去管整个筵席的人。
So they took it to him.
所以呢，他们就把这个带给了管筵席的。
And verse 9 we read, when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and he didn't know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn from the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, why, everybody at the beginning of the feast, they bring out the best wine. And then when people have had a few drinks and eaten some food and there's a lot of fellowship and so on, excitement, they forget the taste now and you can bring out the inferior wine.
所以第九节，管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是摆上好酒，等客喝足了，就是当他们就是喝足了，喝了很多，然后他们的舌头已经麻木了，尝不出来的时候，才摆上次的。”
So the this was an instantaneous miracle.
不好意思，最后一句，你倒把好酒留到如今啊，这是一个历史发生的神迹。
It was water 1 minute, and a second later, it was wine.
那水倒进去了呢？第二分钟它倒出来的时候就是酒了。
Now, he couldn't add anything to it because it was filled to the brim.
那耶稣不能再往里加什么让它变成酒，因为那个时候已经溢到这个缸口了，他加不进去任何东西了。
Jesus never touched it.
那耶稣也没有碰过那些罐子。
He gave a command.
他给了一个命令。
To draw out wine.
就是让他们把酒舀出来。
And it was instantaneously changed into wine. The best wine.
立刻呢，水就变成了酒，最好的酒。
Now, in this story, it's interesting that the servants knew they were the only ones that were led on in the secret.
那这里呢，有一个很有趣的故事呢，就是只有仆人在私底下才知道这件事情。
Isn't that lovely? And you, brothers and sisters, some of you servants of the Lord, you will be able to understand how the Lord is working because you're close to Him.
那在座的呢是神的仆人的呢，我们也可以理解神是怎样工作的。
The master, although he was in charge, had an important position, he was in ignorance.
那个管筵席的，就是那个主人啊，他虽然是位置很重要，但是他没有看到这个神迹。
And can you imagine the joy of those servants when they saw what had happened?
你可以想象到那些仆人看到这神迹的时候是多么喜乐吗？
Jesus never advertised what he was going to do, nor did he say it. Did he tell anyone afterwards?
那耶稣从来没有去宣传这件事情，没有跟其他任何人说。
But somehow that word got out through those servants.
但是呢，就是不知道怎么的，这些仆人把这话传开了。
They must have told his disciples.
这些仆人应该是这些仆人告诉这些他的门徒的。
So, we read there that, if any man serve me, him will my father honor.
我们在圣经中读到啊，你们若侍奉我，我父必尊敬你。
So those servants that day, they were honored in seeing the miracle before their very eyes and being able to convey that information to his disciples.
那当时的那些仆人呢？他们呢被神所尊敬，他们可以得以看见这个神迹，也得以把这样的神迹传开。
Now notice what the master of the feast says to the bridegroom.
那我们注意看啊，这个管筵席的对这个新郎说了什么
？You have kept the good wine until now.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
You know, it's like this life.
这个就像我们今生啊。
In this life, it's the opposite.
今生是完全和这个完全相反。
The bridegroom had served his best wine.
那这个新郎呢，确实最开始把他所有的最好的已经给出了。
But there was better wine coming.
但是呢，更好的来了。
His very best he'd given.
他已经给了自己最好。
And that's like this life.
那就像我们今生一样。
When you and I were young, do you remember how life was?
当在座的还年轻的时候呢，还记得生活是怎么样的呢吗？
Youth with its joys and its pleasures.
那充满了喜乐快乐。
And this world promises so much to the young.
那这个世界呢，向那些年轻人就是承诺了好多很多东西。
And in our early years, we experience perhaps the very best that there is in life.
那在我们的早年呢，我们可能已经经历了整个人生中最好的部分。
But when they get old, people get disillusioned.
那当人开始变老的时候呢，人就变得
some even lose their ability to taste much.
人就开始变得没有能力了，人可能开始连尝味道的能力都没有了。
Activities that brought them great joy now they're unable to do.
那之前的那些给他们带来很多喜乐的活动呢，他们再也做不了。
So the joys of old age sometimes are very dim, very, very little.
那在年老的时候的人的喜乐是非常昏暗的，非常暗淡。
But Jesus said, I'm going to give you the best at the end.
但是耶稣说呢，我要在最后给你最好的。
And I can attest to that.
那 Eric 说，我可以体会这个。
I'm an old man.
他已经是一个很老的人了。
And I'm enjoying life more now than ever in my lifetime.
他现在要比过去还要更加的享受生活，生命。
I realize that in 15 years I'm going to be 100 years old.
那我意识到呢，再过15年呢，我就100岁了。
And I'm looking forward to every moment of it.
那我对任何一个时刻，未来的任何时刻都很期待。
The Lord has given me the best wine.
因为神已经给了他最好的酒。
And so we know that joy, that eternal joy that never fades.
所以我们知道呢，永恒的喜乐永远不会变得暗淡的永恒的喜乐。
But in order to get that joy, you're going to have to receive Jesus.
但如果你想要得到这样永恒的喜乐呢，你要先接受耶稣。
Now his disciples, they believed on him.
那他的门徒呢，相信着。
They saw that. They were there that day.
他的门徒就信他了，因为他们就在那里看见了这个神迹。
In verse 11 it says, this beginning of signs.
那11节呢，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
Or sometimes it's called miracles.
那神迹就是原来说的是记号，也可以翻为神迹。
But Jesus' miracles were not done just to display for entertainment purposes. They were actually signs that he was God himself. Only God could do those miracles.
那耶稣的神迹呢，并不是只是为了大家娱乐用啊，就是他，但呢，他是一个记号来表明他是神，因为这神迹只有神能做。
And that was the beginning.
那这是开端。
There are a number of other signs through this book that Jesus gives.
那这卷书里呢，神还给了很多的，耶稣还给了其他的很多神迹。
This sign or miracle showed or demonstrated that he was the creator of all things.
这些神迹或者说记号呢，证明了他是那个造物主。
He could call the worlds into being by a spoken word.
他可以通过一句话呢，把整个世界造出来。
It was easy for him to do the same with six water pots of stone.
那对他来说呢，就是把六口石缸的水变成酒也是同样的简单。
And change the water into wine.
然后把水变成酒。
And it says his disciples, they believed on him there.
那十一节说呢，他的门徒就信他了。
They were already believers, but this deepened their faith.
他们那时候已经是信徒了，但这个呢，使他们的信心加增了。
Because when we first believe, sometimes our faith is very small.
当我们刚得救，刚相信的时候呢，我们的信心是很小的。
But that's all you need, is faith like a little grain of mustard seed. Trust the Lord Jesus tonight.
那但这就是我们所需要的全部了，就是在那个时候我们的信心像芥菜种一样小，但那就已经足够了，就是相信耶稣基督。
Just trust. A little faith in the great God is a great act.
那对一个伟大的神的一个很小的信心呢，将会有一个很大的 得到一个很大的行动。
But as they saw that miracle, their faith grew.
当他看见这样的神迹的时候呢，他们的信心就增长。
God can do the same thing in your life, can make miracles in your life.
那 神呢，也可以在我们的生命中做同样的事情，它可以使我们的生命中也经历神迹。
And that first miracle is to have that water changed into wine.
那这里的第一个神迹呢，就是使水变成酒。
All the earth's joys and pleasures, they are nothing compared to the heavenly joys that He has laid out for us.
那地上所有的喜乐呢，相比这神给我们的天上的喜乐相比呢，都显得非常暗淡。
Now we have time. My message is completed now. We have time for questions. If Mr. Summers, you would join me, maybe I'll just have a little word of prayer before we begin, and then Mr. Summers will join us.
那今天讲到的部分就结束了，然后呢，我们会来祷告一下，然后有一个问答的环节，大家可以问一下问题。
Father, we have come before you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，今晚我们奉主耶稣基督的名来到您的面前。
We thank you, He's a living Savior.
我们感谢您，他是一个活着的救主。
He died, but He rose again from the dead.
他死了，但是他又重生了。
And He rose to give life to all who believe.
他重生了，为了要使我们每一个人都得着生命。
And so, Lord, we would just pray that maybe there's someone tonight who would like to trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We ask your blessing upon them and help them make that decision.
主啊，今天晚上也许有人愿意做这个决定，愿意相信您，求您帮助他。
Now, Father, help us as we would seek to answer questions. We ask your blessing upon us then in Jesus' name.
主啊，当我们在回答问题的时候，也求您祝福我们。我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so now we have a few minutes for questions if there's any that have